Move over Saskatoon's, there's a new prairie berry that's making a purple-colored splash with farmers and consumers. Have you heard of the Haskup? If not, one Alberta farmer wants to give you a tour, a taste and ultimately, an education on this super nutritious, slightly sour, bulbous berry, and how he's caring for the land where it grows. Andrew Rosichuk is a city slicker turned farmer, a passionate advocate of regenerative farming, which seeks to better the land year after year. On his 76 acres in Sturgeon County, the Edmonton native is growing 27 acres of 6 varieties of Haskaps, an easy-to-grow, easy-to-pick fruit that has become the darling of many in the food industry for its versatility in sweet and savory recipes, cocktails and smoothies. Along with selling to organic stores, Rosichuk brings the goods, in frozen berry and juice form, to area farmers' markets, Old Strathcona, St. Albert, Sherwood Park, 124 Street, so more consumers can catch up on the berry buzz. I've been at this for 7 years now, and I'm not saying I'm successful. It's a slow burn. But more than ever, people want to connect with their food, to belong, said Rosichuk, who grew up loving plants but took a detour into the trades before coming back to the burgeoning organic business that is a bustling U-pick, rosiefarms.ca, during peak season, but also a host site for several research projects in regenerative farming. Saskatchewan was the first adopter of this tough-as-nails berry, but it's gaining in popularity, especially here, in BC, Nova Scotia. Alongside the rows of Haskup bushes, Rosichuk allows nature to do its thing. Dandelion weeds and other native species pop up here, the odd bird makes a nest there. And on the paths leading up to the orchard, clover, fescue and grasses are allowed to grow, and ground cover keeps the earth from scorching under the summer sun. Rosichuk says unlike some other berries, Haskaps don't need spraying. He remains a rare organic Haskup grower in the province, working to create a multifaceted ecosystem, a unique operation and a beautiful place to grow this trendy, superfood. Regenerative farming works without plowing, making use of grazing animals and bacteria in the soil to help create stronger plant roots and highly productive soil, said Rosichuk, who studied horticulture in Olds. He shares his wisdom with visitors, walking among the Haskaps and pointing out where picking is best, which variety is slightly sweeter, less tannic, etc. Amidst the plants, a few large wooden hexagons stand tall. In nature, the symbol is like the beehive, where hexagons hold the maximum amount of honey. For our farm, it symbolizes making the soil as fruitful as possible. To learn more, we offer farm tours during the U-pick season, mid to late July. Haskup 101. Haskaps, also known as honeyberries, contain up to 3 times more antioxidants than the average berry. Haskaps originated in Russia and Japan, but are now cultivated here, too. Along with trials for many more varieties, Rosie Farms grows 6 popular types: the Early Harvest, Flavorful Indigo Gem, Bright, Tart Tundra, the Low Acid, Complex and Rosie Farm Favorite Aurora, a U-pick favorite, Beast, Bumpy and Best Flavor, winner from USASC, Beauty, and Zingy, Flavorful and Large Blizzard. Though super hardy, surviving up to minus 50 Celsius, Haskaps lose their verve quickly after picking, so use or freeze promptly. Rosie Farm sells whole fruit frozen at markets, or in juice form. The sky's the limit for using this excellent source of vitamin C and fiber. Pies, jams, crumbles, salads, violet-hued cocktails, you name it. Haskup smoothie. Basics, 3/4 C. Frozen Haskaps. 1/2 banana, frozen or fresh. 1/2 cup liquid, milk, juice. 1/2 apple, cored, not peeled. 1/2 cup spinach, fresh or frozen. 2 tablespoons hemp hearts. Optional ingredients: flax seed, yogurt, kale, scoop of protein powder, honey, avocado, mint leaves. Blend for a minute and enjoy. Recipe: Glenda Perry/RosieFarms.com.